It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from a fitness specialist who works to help seniors live a healthy and active lifestyle.
First, the president of the University of Missouri announced today that he's resigning from his position.
Many organizations at that university, including the Student Association, football team, and several academic departments, called for University President Tim Wolf to step down. The calls came in the midst of growing racial tensions at the university. They prompted a hunger strike, several student and faculty demonstrations, and some students on the football team threatened not to participate in any football-related activities until Wolf resigned.
Jason Rosenbaum is with us to talk about the news of Tim Wolf's resignation. He's a political reporter for resigning from his position.
Many organizations at that university, including the Student Association, football team, and several academic departments, called
for us. Back us up a little bit and tell us how we got here.
Well, you actually have to back up, I think, a couple of months. There were several highly publicized racial incidents at the University of Missouri that were high profile locally. There were several African-American students who testified that they were the subject of racial slurs, and there was a swastika drawn on a resident hall wall in the form of, or with human waste, to put it mildly. And these incidents kind of brought back, I think, some memories of Mizzou's past, which have not been the most progressive racially. And many of the African-American students at Mizzou wanted the administration to address these situations a lot more forcefully. They didn't believe that the university system president, Tim Wolf, was taking it seriously enough, and it sparked protests and a hunger strike and eventually today his resignation.
Now, he was under, as you say, some pressure to resign. Primarily, where was that pressure coming from?
I think it was coming from both the students and the faculty, as well as some political leaders in the state. While many of the statewide officials like Governor Jay Nixon or U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill did not explicitly call for him to resign, they were weighing in more, especially after the football team got involved. And there were actually members of both political parties within the legislature who had called for Wolf's resignation. And they not only cited the recent incidents involving race and African-American students' treatment there, but also other things that had piled up under his tenure involving other things as well. So he had been under fire from some lawmakers for his management of the four-campus system, and much of that disappointment among legislators came to a head over the last few days.
Now, you talked about a student who was undergoing a hunger strike. I think maybe today was day 7 or something like that. Now, that's a technique that has been used in protests throughout history in various times. It hasn't been used. It's not commonly used today. How effective was that particular technique in putting pressure on the administration?
Well, it certainly got attention locally within the Columbia, Missouri media, but I don't think it got attention nationally until it was linked to the football team coming out and saying, we're not going to play until Wolf is gone, and the student, Jonathan Butler, I believe is his name, his health and safety is kind of brought to the forefront. So I think it was a technique to bring a lot of these protests to the forefront and get the football team's attention for sure. And I think that a lot of people were legitimately concerned with his health and well-being. And I since he went, as you said, 7 days without eating, I think it was definitely effective at getting a lot of people's attention, both within the media and just people across the campus and eventually around the country and the world.
We're talking to Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio right now. We're talking about the resignation of Tim Wolf, president of the University of Missouri, after students protested his handling of racism on campus. And one of the main players in the story is an organization called Concerned Students 1950. Tell us a little bit about this group and what the name means.
Well, the name harkens back to the fact that the University of Missouri Columbia did not admit its first African-American student or students until 1950. And there had been attempts for African-Americans to enter the university well before then, but they had been thwarted basically at every turn. And it kind of brings to mind both recent and past incident and a tough legacy with this university involving race. I went to the University of Missouri from 2002 to 2006, and there was a protest in 2004 over a column in the student newspaper that was seen as very disparaging against African-American students. And not only were they protesting that column, but they were also protesting how they felt minority and African-American students were treated there at the time. They felt that they weren't represented well. They felt like their presence there wasn't as welcomed as other students. And that happened again in 2010. That happened in the late 1960s. It's been a long history, I believe, of racial tensions at the University of Missouri-Columbia, both outwardly through protests and just from interactions with everyday students. I'm not saying that it happened on an everyday basis, but it certainly happened at times enough to where people noticed it and people were uncomfortable and took action about it. So the name that you mentioned, Concerned Student in 1950, harkens back to a lot of that discomfort that was from many decades ago, but also recently.
That's interesting. What you're describing is really sort of a continuous history off and on of troubled race relations at this university. Had the university administration over the years been perceived as being effective at improving things?
Well, when I was there, the University of Missouri assistant president was Elson Floyd, who passed away a few months ago, and he was the president of the Washington State University when he passed away. But at the time, when he was UM system president in the 2000s, he was seen as fairly popular and receptive and responsive to students. His tenure was not without controversy for other reasons, but one of the reasons he was not controversial is he went out of his way to make sure that he had a direct contact with student leaders and everyday students about their concerns, and that made him very popular among the student body. Now, I don't know the internal machinations with Tim Wolf in this instance, but it was pretty evident that those connections had not been made in this instance. And for some people, the connection between administration and students may seem tertiary when a lot of the focus is on research and growing the institution. But in this instance, it's very, very important when dealing with explosive situations and a climate with a lot of racial tension. So I guess what I'm trying to say is in the past, especially when I was there, I think that there was a more receptive era between students and administration. And it seems that with these recent events, that trust and that bond had eroded over a many number of months and years.
Now, a lot of the times when you see these big institutional crises, there is more than one resignation that ends up happening down the road. Do you think that Tim Wolf will be the only one, or do you expect to see others follow?
I think the next big question is whether the chancellor of the University of Missouri-Columbia, Roland Lofton, is the next person to go. And what's interesting to me is the UM system president does not actually handle the day-to-day operations of the campuses. He's mainly almost a figureheadish person that sets the leadership and overall strategy for the four campus systems. The chancellors are the ones that handle the day-to-day operations. And I think that the next person to experience a lot of pressure to go is the person who's in charge of Mizzou, the University of Missouri, and that's Lofton. He'd already been under fire for other reasons, for his handling of a very controversial situation with Planned Parenthood and how the university supplied medical professionals for a nearby facility. He's also done some other things that have made faculty really upset. And this happened under his watch, and I think there's going to be pressure now for him to step aside. But he has a lot of fans in the legislature, just as Tim Wolf had some people that liked him and didn't like him. So it'll remain to be seen whether he survives this.
Now, the story of racial tensions at the University of Missouri, it's been developing against a bigger backdrop of the national Black Lives Matter movement going on for the past year plus. How does this story fit into that larger context as we wrap up?
I think there's no way to talk about this type of story without talking about the protests in Ferguson or New York or Baltimore. I think it's definitely raised the consciousness of how African Americans are treated not only in, you know, urban and suburban settings, but also on campus, and not only just from how they deal with police, but also how they deal in college settings. So Well, I don't think they're the exact correlated situations. I know that Butler, for example, protested in Ferguson and was inspired by the activism there. And I think it goes part and parcel with that overall movement of Black Lives Matter.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jason Rosenbaum, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. He joined us to talk about the resignation today of Tim Wolf, president of the University of Missouri. He resigned after students protested his handling of racism on campus.
A highly publicized racial incident at the University of Missouri that were high profile locally. There were several